From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here's the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo talks about green economy at the International Coconut Conference. Indonesian Foreign Minister says Israel should end its occupation in Palestine. And Biden exits 2024 U.S. election, endorses Harris. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 51st International Coconut Conference and Exhibition 2024 in Surabaya, East Java. As shown from the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat's social media on Monday, the president spoke about the green economic opportunities that have a great potential in Indonesia.
Kedepan, ekonomi hijau merupakan peluang, merupakan potensi yang sangat besar bagi negara kita Indonesia.
In the future, the green economy is an opportunity and a vast potential for our country, Indonesia. Whether it is related to cocoa, vanilla coffee, pepper, cloves, and others. And that one especially has a great potential is coconut.
Terutama yang memiliki potensi besar adalah kelapa.
President Joko Widodo also said that Indonesia has 3.8 million hectares of coconut land with 2.8 million tons of production annually. The president considered this very large. He advised increasing coconut production and downstream to increase added value. According to the president, the quality of coconut seeds is critical. Besides that, the president also asked to pay attention to methods of harvesting coconuts to increase coconut production. The second news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a written statement from her office in Jakarta on Sunday, urged Israel to immediately end its illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. Following the historic legal resolution issued by the International Court of Justice on Friday, as reported by Antara News Agency, based on the ICJ resolution, Indonesia emphasized that Israel must end the construction of legal settlements and evacuate all Jewish inhabitants as soon as possible. Minister Marsudi said that in line with the legal resolution, Indonesia urges the General Assembly and the UN Security Council to fulfill the court's request to take appropriate steps to end Israel's illegal presence in Palestine. Marsudi also mentioned that Palestinians, especially those in Gaza, are still the target of Israeli military attacks. She stressed that Indonesia calls on Israel to take responsibility for fulfilling the basic rights of Palestinians living in the occupied Palestinian territories, in line with the decision of the court's legal resolution. The third news. Indonesia Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, held a dialogue with the Women Working Group of the Papuan Natives Representative Body, Papuan People's Assembly, in Jayapura, Papua on Monday, to discuss steps to improve protection for women and children in Papua. As reported by Antara News Agency, Puspa Yoga expressed his desire to improve cooperation between the ministry and the Papuan People's Assembly, MRP, in the future by increasing the capacity of the Assembly's Women Working Group. She agrees that women must be economically empowered. She saw that the need for assistance to women in assembly as well as training and empowerment of women in Papua. On that occasion, the chairperson of the Papuan People's Assembly, Nerlins Wamurolo, said that the economic and education are one of the focuses that need to be followed up to increase the gender development index and improve the gender inequality index in the region. The fourth news. Indonesia Ministry of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi urged Indonesia Airlines to upgrade their technology to anticipate risk in information technology, such as the recent Microsoft Windows outage that can affect airline activities. As reported by Antara during the 2024 National Road Safety Week kickoff in Jakarta on Sunday, besides upgrading technology, Minister Sumadi also pushed the industry to prepare its backup well. The minister emphasized that the system outage, which was historic in a scale, should push stakeholders in the national aviation industry, especially passengers airlines. To evaluate their performance, he suggested that the airlines prepare a contingency plan and utilize better technology to prevent possible future system outages from disrupting their passenger services. Meanwhile, Sumadi revealed that low-cost carrier CityLink Indonesia and Air Asia Indonesia were the most affected by the recent Windows outage. However, the airline reported that they had addressed the issue properly and avoided major disruption. The minister remarked that airlines reported no significant operational losses and normalcy had been restored in their operations. The fifth news. Lebanese military group Hezbollah said it fired Katyusha rockets and drones at Israel on Sunday after strikes that the Israeli army said targeted Hezbollah weapon storage facilities. Six people were wounded in the overnight Israeli strike, according to the official Lebanese national news agency as reported by AFP. In retaliation, Iran-backed Hezbollah said in separate statements that on Sunday, it targeted two Israeli military positions in northern Israel with Katyusha rockets and drones. Hezbollah has traded near daily cross-border fire with Israeli forces to support of Palestinian resistance group Hamas since the group's October 7th attack on southern Israel triggered war in the Gaza Strip. The sixth news. Russia said Monday that its forces had downed 75 Ukrainian drones overnight, with nearly 50 destroyed over the southern Rostov region. As reported by AFP, Russian Minister of Defense said its air defense system intercepted 47 drones over Rostov, 17 over the Black and Azov Seas, and 11 other areas, including one over the frontier region of Belgorod. Regional authorities in the Black Sea town of Tuapse in the Krasnodar region said debris from downed drones sparked a fire in a petrol refinery. They also said that nearly 100 firefighters had been deployed to battle the blaze. There were no casualties, according to preliminary information. Russia almost daily announces the interception of Ukrainian drones, which Kyiv says are a response to Russian attacks aimed at military and civilian targets since Moscow launched its special military operation in February 2022. And the final news. United States incumbent President Joe Biden on Sunday dropped out of the U.S. presidential election and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic Party's new nominee. As reported by AFP, Biden, now 81, said he was acting in the best interests of his party and the country. By Donald Trump stoked worries about his age and mental fitness. The stunning move throws Democrats into a fresh turmoil ahead of the November 5th election, but it could also re-energize the demoralized party, with Harris swiftly confirming her goal to become America's first woman president and to defeat Donald Trump. In a letter posted on X, Biden said it had been the greatest honor of his life to be president. He said he would address the nation later this week. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on waiting for the world's response to ICJ advisory opinion. I'm Dalat Mani. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, on Friday issued their advisory opinion on legal consequences from Israel's policy and practices in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. Back on December 30, 2022, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution demanding ICJ to give their opinion on the legal consequences from Israel's violation against Palestinians. This includes Israel's policy and practices that affect the occupation's legal status not only for themselves but also all nations and the United Nations. In the advisory opinion on Friday, ICJ concluded that Israel's perpetual existence in Palestine was a legal violation. Israel must end their illegal presence in the Palestine immediately. Israel must stop all activities in the new settlement of the occupied Palestinian territory. Israel is also obliged to compensate all loss experienced by the people or legal entity in Palestinian territory. In their opinion, ICJ said all nations must not recognize any situation emerging from legal violation as legitimate. Any nation must not provide support in allowing the violation to continue. This also applies for international organizations, including the United Nations. ICJ also asked the UN General Assembly to consider the proper modality and necessary follow-ups to realize the advisory opinion and to end Israel's unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory. The ICJ opinion came when Israel was still brutally bombarding Gaza and killing almost 39,000 Palestinians. ICJ's advisory opinion reminded the world that there is a strong and binding international law upheld by the world to regulate the territorial occupation and war crime. Besides being an important milestone in Palestine's history of struggle, ICJ's opinion was the first step towards the whole independence of Palestine. All nations must comply with the opinion, and the FOA urged the UN General Assembly and UN Security Council to take proper move and decision to end Israel's illegal assistance in Palestine, while giving recognition to the state of Palestine. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the event on 22nd July 1963, when Sarawak gained independence from Britain. On July 22nd, 1963, Sarawak gained independence from Britain. After that, the territory became one of the founding members of the Federation of Malaysia, which was established on September 16, 1963. However, the federation was opposed by Indonesia, and this led to a three-year Indonesia-Malaysia confrontation. From 1960 to 1990, Sarawak experienced a communist insurgency. Before independence, the coastal region of Sarawak was under the influence of the Brunei Empire in the 16th century. In the World War II, Sarawak was occupied by Japan for 3 years. After the end of the World War, the last White King, Charles Vinner Brooke, handed Sarawak over to the British. And in 1946, the territory became British Crown Colony. We move to the next event in 2001 when bomb exploded at Santa Ana Church in Jakarta. The Santa Ana Church and Huria Kristen Batak Protestan Jatiwaringin bombings were bomb explosions carried out by terrorist networks at Santa Ana Church and Huria Kristen Batak Protestan Jatiwaringin Church, Jakarta on Sunday, July 22, 2001. At around 7:05 a.m., a bomb exploded inside Santa Ana Church. At almost the same time, at around 7 a.m., a bomb also exploded in the parking lot of Huria Kristen Batak Protestan Jatiwaringin Church. As a result of the explosion, 5 people from Santa Ana Catholic Church were killed. We end with the event in 2014 when General Election Commission declared Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kalla as President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. July 22, 2014, the General Election Commission declared Joko Widodo and Muhammad Yusuf Kalla as the elected President and Vice President for the period 2014-2019. From the result of the 2014 Indonesia presidential general election, the pair won 53.15% of the national vote, beating their opponent Prabowo Subianto and Hatta Rajasa, who won 46.85% of the vote. Joko Widodo and Muhammad Yusuf Kalla were inaugurated as the elected president and vice president on October 20, 2014. The election became the third direct presidential election in Indonesia. And that's Today in History.
Sampingku, ku ingin hidupku. saja aku menantinya, terang saja aku mendambanya, terang saja aku merindunya, karena dia begitu cintaku, pijakan hatiku, peluk diriku, dekaplah jiwaku, bawa ragaku melayang memeluk bintang. Oh terang saja, aku menantinya, terang saja. Aku mendambanya, terang saja aku merindunya, karena dia begitu indah.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia urges Israel to end its illegal occupation on Palestine. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, has decided that Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory is illegal and must end immediately. Several countries reacted to the legal opinion issued by the ICJ on July the 19th. Indonesia welcomed the International Court of Justice verdict on Israel's action in the occupied Palestinian territories. Through social media X, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry said on Sunday that the legal decision had met the aspirations of Indonesia and the international community to deliver justice for Palestine. The International Court of Justice has fulfilled its role in upholding the rules-based international order by determining the illegal status of Israel's existence in the occupied Palestinian territory. Therefore, Indonesia supports the court's view that all countries and the UN do not recognize the situation arising from Israel's illegal existence. In line with the court's verdict, Indonesia urges Israel to immediately end its illegal presence in the occupied Palestinian territory. Israel must stop illegal settlement construction and immediately evacuate all Jewish settlers. Indonesia also encourages the UN General Assembly and Security Council to respond to the International Court of Justice call to take appropriate measures to end Israel's illegal presence in Palestine. Indonesia calls on the international community and the United Nations to jointly follow up on the legal decision and recognize the existence of the State of Palestine. This follows an oral statement submitted by Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi at the International Court of Justice on February the 23rd last. There are two main aspects to Indonesia's oral submission. First, in terms of jurisdiction, she asserted that the International Court of Justice has the authority to issue legal verdict. Secondly, in terms of substance, the Indonesian Foreign Minister stressed that various Israeli policies were contrary to international law and outlined the legal consequences. At the end of the oral statement, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stressed that no country is above the law. Every human being, without exception, is protected by the law. She also stressed that the international community should not allow Israel to continue its illegal actions. That was my Indonesia Today.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia. Tapi apa artinya aku bukanlah siapa.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listeners, to our program Indonesian Wonder. Today's episode of Indonesian Wonder, we are going to take you to Serambam Waterfall in East Java. Listener, Serambam Waterfall is located on the slopes of Mount Lawu, Grimulyo Village, Jogorogo District, Ngawi Regency, East Java. The waterfall is in the middle of a pine forest managed by the Lawu Forest Management Unit, about 40 kilometers from downtown Ngawi. The waterfall is all about 25 meters in height. To get to Jogorogo District, Ngawi Regency is not difficult. The area can be reached from two directions, namely Madiun Ngawi Jogorogo, or can also be from Seragen, Central Java, Ngawi Jogorogo. This is because Mount Lawu is indeed a border area of East Java and Central Java provinces. Tourists can still use private vehicles or public transportations to Jogorogo sub-district area because the road has been paved. To reach Serambam Waterfall, tourists must go through unpaved village roads. At the location, visitors can do various activities such as taking a walk while enjoying the beauty of nature, feeling the coolness of the waterfall, and taking pictures at various tourist spots. After you feel tired from walking around the tourist sites and trying various photo spots, then you should relax for a moment at Serambam Waterfall. Bathing in Serambam Waterfall makes the body and mind fresher. Bathing in Serambam Waterfall is believed to keep young and prolong life. This Serambam Waterfall area is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make your vacation memorable, avoid coming to Serambam Waterfall during the rainy season, for fear of landslides. If you return from the Serambam Waterfall location too late at night, or still want to feel longer traveling here, you can find a hotel close to the locations of this waterfall. Listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's episode.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Just make some noise now.
Hi listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturb. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang, which means Olive Ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtle are not conserved. And the clause, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen. Another use of conditional conjunction kalau, kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, bulus, bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water, while bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in a freshwater. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Oh, karena hati telah letih. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa aku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Oh, seperti udara yang ku hela, kau selalu ada. Oh, 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 oh. Hanya dirimu yang bisa membuatku tenang. Tanpa sepi. Kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Oh, seperti udara yang ku hela, kau selalu ada. Kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Oh, oh, seperti udara yang ku hela, kau selalu ada.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bunga Anggrek or Orchid by Endah Laras featuring Orkes Keroncong Swastika. The song created by the late renowned composer Ismail Marzuki was also released in Dutch with the title Als die Orchiden Bloeien. This song has been resung several times by a number of musicians and singers such as Hetikus Endang and Henry Rotin Sulu. The song tells the story of a love that ran aground due to betrayal. The emotional lyrics tells the story of the regret and disappointment of a lover who is abandoned by their partner after they promised to be together forever. The song captivates listeners with its heart-wrenching melody and touching lyrics, expressing feelings of sadness and loss due to love that has ended. Well, listener, here is Endah Laras featuring Orkes Keroncong Swastika with the keroncong song Bunga Anggrek.
Kini kau
Hi listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.